Hi everyone, our Lent verse for the day is Galatians 6:9. So let me read that for us. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. This is a pretty short verse. Hopefully it should be pretty easy to memorize and to remember, but we'll focus in on this verse then. So what Paul says here is it's an exhortation. He says, let us not grow weary of doing good. Now, the reason Paul says, let us not grow weary of doing good, the reason he exhorts people like this is because we can grow weary of doing good, right? That's just the reality of walking with Jesus, is that we can grow weary, grow tired, grow burdened by trying to do good. Before this verse, in the first eight verses of Galatians 6, there are exhortations to do good. Right, and to do good in community. It's bearing one another's burdens, restoring others who are in sin, sharing with one another. But also just on a personal level, Paul talks about how like just the need for us as individuals to fight against sin and temptation. I think this is some of the good that he's talking about. This is the things that we can grow weary of doing. It is good work to try to bear one another's burdens, to fight against sin and temptation, but it is hard and it's wearying. Now, typically, when I think about this verse, I think, at least me personally, I would typically try to soften it a little bit, right? To soften this exhortation to not grow weary, because we could say, you know, we have to hold on to Jesus, trust in His grace. He'll do this good work in us. It's going to be okay. Just hold on to Him in that. Now, of course, that's true, but there's still this exhortation to persevere, right? To not grow weary, to persevere. And the reason there's this exhortation is because we actually have to persevere. We have to push through. We, in a sense, have to die to ourselves to follow Jesus. Now, again, this is, of course, not like a works-based righteousness kind of thing. It's not like we have to earn our salvation or anything like that. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to do our part to fight through, to follow Jesus, and to do good works. Now, again, part of the reason we grow weary of doing good is that there is sin, right? We are sinners who fall in temptation or we forget to abide in Jesus. But the other part, the other reason that we grow weary of doing good is that it's hard to keep on doing this. And I think the need for this exhortation to not grow weary is that we can very easily delude ourselves, or we can think of this in the wrong way. We can think, you know, I'm tired of doing good, so I need to take a step back. I need to rest and stop working so hard to follow Jesus. That's a half truth, but we should always recognize half truths are the most dangerous truths, right? Of course, yes, there is a time, there's a season, a place where we need to recharge and rest. But I think the doing good that Paul's talking about here, it means following Jesus, right? It's trying to follow Jesus. And we can't take a break from following Jesus. We have to persevere. We have to not grow weary. We have to push through to follow Jesus. And we have to do that because we are fighting against our own sin, our own flesh, our own temptation to keep on following Jesus and to keep on doing the good that we're called to do. And to that, we cannot give up. We can't give up in trying to do good. We cannot give up in trying to follow Jesus. There is a place where we need to rest, of course, but that rest has to be found in following Jesus. The weariness of doing good comes from our temptation, from our flesh, from sin. And we have to fight through that. That's just the reality. That's part of the refinement of our hearts, is that we need to push through, fight against the temptation to say, I need to take a step back or just be normal, just not work so hard. But we need to push through to follow Jesus. And if we do that, we will reap. We'll reap a harvest. There'll be like this is goodness that we reap as we strive to follow Him. Now, I'm presenting a picture of where we need to push through and fight through, and that's true. But we're meant to do this together. This is a let us exhortation. We will all individually face moments where we want to give up, but within the body, as a community, we're meant to bear one another's burdens, and we fight to follow Jesus together. I face seasons personally where I'm weary and I want to quit. And I'm sure all of us do too. But it's in community that we help one another, encourage one another, fight together for one another to follow him. Let us do this together. Let's not grow weary together in following Jesus and doing good. And let's reap a harvest together as we together do not give up in following him. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you have moved in our lives and our hearts as a community. But Jesus, we confess and we recognize that this is hard. It is hard to follow you. We're up against our own sin and temptation of the world, our own flesh, Lord. It fights against following you. And Lord, we pray for strength to fight back, to fight against it, to persevere and push through. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us do this together. I pray that together we can bear one another's burdens, that we will run this race together and walk with one another and fight to follow you, God, to do good. And we pray for that harvest. We pray that we will see like a great harvest of transformation in our lives, of other people coming to know you, Lord. And Lord, we recognize there's this aspect of this where we need to do this, but we do it by your power, by your strength as well. So we cooperate with your spirit. We work with you, God. And Lord, I pray that we'll fight together and not grow weary in doing good. Help us, God. Jesus, we need you in this. But we want to follow you, Lord. Bless us, God. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.